Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Sunday, is the 23rd of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 21st of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, for listening the Holy Quran, we choose verses 110 and 111 of chapter Mu'minun. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون.
But you took them in mockery to the point that they made you forget my remembrance. And you used to laugh at them.
إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
Indeed, I have rewarded them this day for their patient endurance, that they are the attainers of success.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The people of hell prepared the causes of their suffering themselves by mocking the people of truth and ridiculing their pure beliefs. Yes, those who despised the believers in the world should suffer the worst despising. The people of paradise, however, achieved a great victory in the sight of Allah, for they endured with exemplary patience and arrogance, complacency, and irrationality of their enemies and held themselves on the path of Allah. We're going to speak about crying as an act of believers. Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 83. And when they listen to the revelation received by the messenger, thou wilt see their eyes overflowing with tears, for they recognize the truth. They pray, O Lord, we believe, write us down among the witnesses. This proves that crying is an act of believers, and according to the Holy Quran, flowing of tears is a sign believing in the truth. The flowing of tears from eyes is called crying, and crying is one of the aspects of mourning. Therefore, the relation of this verse with mourning is automatically proved. The entire content of the Quran is true, as is Hussein's martyrdom. According to Hadith Thaqalain, both have an unbreakable link. Just as the eyes of believers are filled with tears when they hear the recitation of the Holy Quran, they also shed tears when hearing of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Hussein was the talking Quran, and the moment one hears about the hardships faced by Imam, one laments over his death and shed tears.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It must be indicated that throughout the whole world, we can seldom find any such ardent commemorative ceremony to be held in favor of any other person in the whole world. So, without exaggeration, it must be indicated that shedding tears or expressing a grief, or for example in the case of Muslim nations wearing in black, all of such manifestations show our sympathy, our religious sympathy, and at the same time it shows our being very much devoted to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imagine that, for example, if someone behaves otherwise in the season of Muharram, in the month of Muharram and in the season of commemorating Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom, mainly from the first day of Muharram up to Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, and on the other hand, at the end of, after 40 days after Ashura on Arba'in or around Arba'in, if someone, for example, behaves otherwise, it wouldn't be acceptable, and people, at least in Muslim communities, particularly Shi'i circles and Shi'i communities, would frown upon the the person or persons who behave otherwise. This is because this is a norm, and according to this norm, we are expected to behave in special ways.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura.
Let's look at the history of philosophy of azah for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, morning gatherings. The term majalis or majlis has both a grammatical meaning and a meaning which relates to azah al-Hussein. In its technical sense, a majlis is a meeting, a session, or a gathering. In reference to azah al-Hussein, it means a gathering to mourn Imam al-Hussein. In this sense, it was first used by our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. It is reported that this companion, Al-Fuzail, came to pay his respects to the holy Imam. After the exchange of usual courtesies, Imam asked Al-Fuzail, "Do you people ever organize majalis to recall the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein?" Fuzail, with tears pouring down his eyes, replied, "Yabna Rasulullah, indeed we do." The Imam said, "May Allah bless you. I highly approved of such majalis."
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
And the continuation of today's special, The Nature of Imam al-Hussein's Martyrdom Over the Other Martyrs of Ahlul Bayt, Peace Be Upon Them. In a book by Sheikh Saduq, we read that the day on which Imam al-Hussein was martyred is considered to be more grievous than the martyrdom dates of the other members of Ahlul Bayt, Peace Be Upon Them. Imam Ja'far replied, The day of Hussein is worse than the other days because the people of the cloak, honored by Allah Almighty, were five. When the Prophet passed away, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, remained behind. They were hence a consolation for the people. When Hussein was killed, no one amongst the people of the cloak remained behind for the people, therefore his departure was tantamount to all of them departing, and his existence was the tantamount to all of them existing, therefore his day became a great ordeal. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura, talking about realizing and understanding the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam through nur and light. This is something that is very possible to do. And is something that has been done in history. We have in one of our traditions, a group of people from Yemen, a group of worshippers, good people, they came to the Prophet inquiring about his successor. So the Prophet gave him a verse of the Quran, and they kept asking, then who is this? Who is this Hablullah? You attach yourselves to the rope of God. And then they kept asking, and finally he says, basically go out in the lines of Salat, in congregation Salat, and find, you will find him yourself. See who your heart inclines towards. So they began to walk, this group of Yemeni worshippers. They began to walk and walk, and then they saw one person that they were sure that was their successor, the successor of the Holy Prophet. So they come back to him, and he says, is it him? And then the Prophet says, yes, you know, he affirms the fact that it is Ali ibn Abi Talib, it is Imam Ali. And he asks him, how did you know? And the Yemenis in this hadith, they say that in this tradition, they began crying and saying, O Messenger of God, we looked at the people, but our hearts did not incline to any of them. When we saw this man, our hearts trembled, and then our souls felt assured. Our eyes shed tears and chests became pleased, as if he was our father and we were his children. So these worshippers, they understood who the successor, who deserved imamat after the Holy Prophet, who was the imam after the Holy Prophet, the guide, the leader, the guardian, and why? Through ma'rifat al-nuraniya. That is how they did this. And then it says that the Prophet of Islam later on talked about how these people would follow and predicted that they would follow Imam Ali, and this was true. They continued and were loyal to Imam Ali, and many of them fought with him, alongside Imam Ali against in the Battle of Safin, in the Battle of Jamal. They participated and were martyred in such battles. So this is a hadith that shows us that you have the ability to see and witness nur and light of Imam Ali through your hearts. And when we reach this Maqam al-Mahmud, inshallah, that we see, that we said in Ziyarat Ashura, we connect to the Imams with this nur and light, and we start, inshallah, becoming part of them and like them, inshallah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.